Psalm 27, verse 9, podcast number 3. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. When it comes to problems and problem solving in life, I imagine there are these two extremes of people, those who look at the situation with anticipation, relish the challenge, and are keen to charge in and solve it. And then you have those who are more inclined to throw their hands up in dismay, feeling completely overwhelmed by the whole situation. And I imagine the vast majority of us fall somewhere in between those two. Well, for the child of God, we have a very helpful life reminder in Psalm 27, verse 9. We are not on our own. Those simple words, you have been my helper. For our first podcast on this verse, we were reminded that we are not independent. Independence is one of the great aspirations and myths of the age that we live in. It doesn't exist. We're either slaves to sin or servants of the Most High God. In our second podcast, it was that reminder that the Most High God will never turn his face away from us. He will always be with us. On that very first dark Good Friday, he turned his face away from his Son so that we would always see his face and remain under his blessing, God with us. God is our helper. The bottom line is that there is inadequacy in all of us to deal with life on our own because we just weren't made that way. We were made to be in relationship with the Almighty and dependent on him. And we are dependent entirely on him. We wouldn't have drawn a single breath without him. He is creator. All those laws of nature that we take for granted, the sun rising and setting, on and on and on. God gives patterns of how things work. He is sustainer. And because we have walked away from God with no hope of redeeming ourselves, but he has acted, he is Saviour. Every day on this earth, we live under those three truths: Creator, Sustainer, Saviour. And in this psalm, David reminds us that he is our helper. I think we can apply this truth to all parts of life. He gives us the power to fight our sins. His indwelling spirit works with us to change us, to grow us. That's why we're told to keep in step with the Spirit. He promises that where we go, he goes with us. He removes external obstacles. We see this in Bible stories time after time. We just don't think of it happening in our own lives, but look for it. He endows us with gifts, abilities, passions to work and to do his work. He uses our efforts for his glory. God is our helper. Psalm 27, verse 9, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour.